Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
How do you find a good book to read? It's something I was wondering yesterday. If you don't know anything about books, you're sort of left in the dark. Luckily, Barry has a fantastic library and the manager, Peter, reached out to me. I went for a bit of a tour, learned about what the cool kids are reading these days and picked up something for myself. This is how it went.
What are the sort of popular things at the moment?
A lot of people are reading what we call outback or country rural romance. They're really big. Australian outback romance stories are huge.
I just felt my eyes widen at the suggestion of that. Let's get into there, I think.
Look, there's a few around, and they've usually got a nice pretty picture of a pretty person on the front in front of a farm.
Lead the way.
Oh, okay. So many authors. So there's a lady called Carly Lane. She writes this sort of stuff. So she's really popular at the moment.
What is that, Morgan's Law?
Morgan's Law, yep. What else have we got here? Six Ways to Sunday. So you can get the sort of drift just by looking at the covers.
Poppy's Dilemma looks good. I wonder what the dilemma would be. Sounds romantic.
A romantic dilemma, I would assume. But look, they are popular, and we buy a lot of that stuff. If you want something a little bit more restrained, Amish fiction's quite popular with a certain group of people. Let's keep going. Here's some more of this outback romance.
Oh, yep. Barbara Hannay, yep. Zoe's Muster.
Zoe's Muster. Home Before Sundown, another one. A lot of people lately are reading historical as well. World War II. It's usually set maybe in France during the war, and it's maybe involves a resistance fighter, usually a woman, maybe falls in love with somebody, might be a bit of action happening. And there's usually a mystery involved there too, so they're quite popular.
Peter, you're showing me a lot of stuff, but I can't help but wonder about Poppy's dilemma and what that dilemma could possibly be and how she's going to get out of it.
Yeah, so look, I think they do have all the elements that draw a reader in.
You've been a big help here. I think I'll grab Poppy's Dilemma and get myself signed up with a hot laminated card and be on my way.
That's a good thing about public libraries.
I have got this book in my hand now, Poppy's Dilemma, 316 pages in a font that's not too small either. So this is a page turner. This has completely solved my problem. And one thing they said at the Berry Library, they do like to chuck a sticker on books to say reader recommends, and I dare say we'll do some kind of book review of this or a book report, go back to primary school, and there's talks of even having a Big Bob Lozza recommended sticker on the book there. So check out your local library wherever you might be.